Hey guys, it's Drew Papsky here, reminding you that July 22nd at 1 p.m. at Tattooed Moms in Philadelphia. It's on South Street. Come check it out. We'll be there for the Philly Podcast Festival this year. 2017 Philly Podcast Festival it is. We were there last year, had a great time. We'll do some contests, do some giveaways. We love doing our live show in front of people. Last year, we didn't talk about too much hockey because the fans didn't like it. So show up, we'll see what happens. It's going to be awesome, though. That's July 22nd. Tattooed Moms in Philadelphia on South Street, 1 o'clock p.m. Be there. It's on a Saturday. Come get drunk with us. They have great Bloody Marys. They have great tater tots, and we'll be there, so why not show up?
Street Bully Podcast, talking Flyers hockey.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. It's episode 98 of the Broad Street Bully Podcast. This is Drew Papsky here, and I have my wonderful co-host, Jeff DeAngelis, with me, and nobody else. It's just us, just like it was back in the day when you first said, wow, this podcast is great. I can't wait till they get far enough in their careers when they can really appreciate what these guys have done.
Ye olden times.
It's just like you and I, except we're not sitting at your kitchen table.
It's true.
Meandering through an hour trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, the mic stands are different too.
Yeah, everything's different.
Oh, it's a little behind the scenes.
Yeah, the little behind the scenes, all inclusive access.
Of course, to what we're doing. We're a full service show.
So it's just, you know, you and me again. It's weird. Doyle, I don't know what happened. Had too many pixie sticks this weekend, 4th of July.
He's down in Washington lobbying for that insulin.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, healthcare should be provided, especially insulin.
Give him hell, brother.
So Doyle's not here, and there's no one else. It's just us, because no one wanted to. No, I'm just kidding. We had nobody really else to book this week.
We don't have enough friends.
Kind of enough last minute. But anyway, guys, we have a lot to talk about this week.
Kind of. So much.
We have some Flyers free agency news, or lack thereof, depending on what you were expecting or looking for. We also have some other news around the NHL, including Scott Hartnell returns home, but not to the Flyers, and some rumors with the Flyers and other defensemen that rhyme with Schmarkov. So it's going to be a fun-filled show, and we'll figure out what else we're going to talk about, because I had a wild and crazy weekend. I feel like I'm back in civilization, finally.
Yeah, you're living in the woods, not the woods, a field.
Yeah, this is like the routine of doing the podcast with like you guys every week, or just you this week. Kind of brings me back to like, oh yeah, I forgot what it was like to be a real person.
A normal human being.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that. I'm still not feeling like I belong around here anymore. I think I left some of my soul up where I was this weekend, which I'll get to later.
Have some of your soul and your dignity on that butt plug.
There was no butt plug, but it'd be understanding if there was. So anyway, I guess we could start off first with the first order of business. First of all, I want to give Opposite of Santa on Twitter a shout-out.
Yeah, that was a good picture.
He made a great Photoshop for us. Unrequested, just did it on his own good nature.
And it came in just a tad bit late. Talk about it last week.
Yeah, we just finished the show when I was finishing editing the show and putting it up, and he sent a wheel or no wheel, you know, as in the deal or no deal.
It looked like Howie Long. Howie Long. Howie Mandel.
Howie Mandel, yes. Howie Long. Is
Howie Long, of course.
Football guy.
From football, yes.
So, yeah, that was awesome. And so thank you for that.
Yes,
so
thank you.
Jordan Wheel is still a Flyer as of right now.
He is.
So
signed for 2 years. I think news broke on Thursday.
Yeah, it broke right
this
when
was
I was
already out.
I was driving. I was driving up to upstate New York on Thursday, and I hit like a dead zone. So right before I hit the dead zone, you guys were messaging me about it.
Of course,
because I couldn't look up stuff. I was driving, and I don't look up Flyer stuff.
Stephen King called you.
Yes. The dead zone. See, I made that reference earlier to somebody else. They knew what I was talking about.
Oh, well,
was
people
that
are stupid.
Was that a book/made-for-TV movie, The Dead Zone?
Yes, with Anthony Michael Hall, of course.
Oh, he was in
from 16 Candles and The Breakfast
but didn't
Club.
Did that movie come out like a lot later than like his career was even relevant?
What, The Dead Zone?
Didn't that come out like in like the 2000s?
I remember it being a TV show, and he like had a walking cane and would like touch things and see the future.
Oh, good. I just got blood all over my white pants. It's good.
Ew.
Scratching a mosquito bite and just like touch my pants.
Oh, I thought you had finally got your... Oh, that was gross. Yeah. Thought that you had finally gotten your flower.
Well, you don't lick your blood after you...
Yeah. I like to taste the iron.
Look at that bad boy. Oh, you can't even see it, but it's
yeah. Dark. I thought that you would finally be cut. You got your moon's blood, as they say.
Blood. Gotta start drinking my moon tea.
Yeah, time to make you some milk of the poppy.
Time for the betting. Oh man, I hope everyone else like enjoys reading Game of Thrones.
So no, Wheel signed 2 years, 1.75 AV.
Yeah. So about where
fair.
I believe I said last week that I didn't want them really. I would not be comfortable with going much over two.
Yeah,
like a small overpayment maybe.
I
if he's
also
really
believe
the price up.
That his agent failed in negotiating higher money because I don't think Hextall budged.
I also don't think he had much room to negotiate.
Well, right, that too,
with
but
the small sample size of his play.
If you're like Jordan, let's hold out. I think I can get you up to, take a seat, $175.
Huh? Dollars? No, $1.75 million. You idiot.
So yeah, I don't. I think he tried to drum up this interest, and Hextall was just like, I don't really care.
There was all these rumors he was like going to Vancouver. He's like from Vancouver, so he wanted to go there, and like,
yeah,
he was going to
go home. But Vancouver
him.
Is a sinking ship.
Yeah.
On. The Titanic, a sinking boat on a boat getting sucked into a black hole, and the sun just went out. It's bad.
It's pretty desperate yeah. view of Vancouver. But, I mean, the Sedins are still there. They're paying them a whole shitload of money.
Yeah, that's the problem is the Sedins are still there.
Also, I don't think Jordan Wheel, like, I don't think he'd want to go somewhere else like that because he actually has a chance to play.
No, he's going to get huge line minutes. And if he plays anywhere decently, he'll make triple what he's making now.
He's the kind of guy you want on the power play too, because yeah. he's small. He can still use the extra space out there.
Someone's got to replace Shin.
Yeah, so we'll see how he does out there.
Pudgy baby face.
I could see him being a second power play unit guy at first. We move into
that makes sense.
Depending on him, I mean, they might put Konechny or someone else on the top line. And also, free agency isn't over. There could be some bargain bin discounts down the line coming.
So yeah, I mean, the big names are gone. But speaking of that. Flyers' worst-kept secret, because it leaked over the weekend, was that Brian Elliott signed officially. 2 years, 2.75 AV.
Now, what do you mean by worst-kept secret?
I feel like, free agency started Saturday, right? But I feel like the Elliott rumors, and it's like not the Flyers' fault, because every team did it, but like the Elliott rumors were out on like, what, Wednesday or Thursday?
Yeah, we were.
That he was
going to
sign?
We were
yeah.
thinking about it, but...
So he officially signed. So that makes... Two goalies the Flyers have. Brian Elliott, if you look at his stats, is just Steve Mason that played for the Blues.
But much cheaper.
Right. So two goalies now the Flyers have locked up for, I want to say, like a little over $5 million
for at least two years.
I
thought it was Mason's salary pretty much, wasn't it, with $5 million?
Mason signed for, we're going to get to this later, but Stevesy signed in Winnipeg for... 4.1 a year for 2 years.
Didn't he like have similar money though over here?
Yeah, I think he was in the 4 or 5 range, and he probably yeah. wanted that and more. But look, Hextall just signed two goalies, one of which has very similar stats, and the Flyers are only out $5 million for both.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah,
which is good with the extension. It's gonna be kicking in a couple years, and also it's not that long of a term with the year. So
right,
hopefully one of these goalie prospects we're high on finally moves up and does something with their damn lives.
And you don't want to be that GM that signs a free agent and then trains him. So this makes Neuwirth expendable.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
But he's also a good backup goalie. That I don't think they're gonna get rid of him unless.
Well, yeah, but the Flyers are gonna have to if they're serious about Stolarz, and if they want to see what Lyon can do, they're gonna have to play them.
Yeah, eventually, for sure. But maybe not this season, though. We'll see. I think he's happy with that tandem.
I think Stolarz is at his shit or get off the pot moment.
Almost.
Because he's kind of...
huge strides.
He's kind of getting outplayed by Lyon.
Well, maybe it's time for him to be a backup. Let Lyon take the full...
Yeah, maybe it's time to trade him NHL. For first overall pick.
Oh, Stolarz would be... Shut up. Doyle's not here to fuel your Twitter
fan
fiction.
I know, and there's really...
Fiction.
Like, this free agency period was so boring until, was it Monday night, maybe? Sunday?
What are you talking about?
I forget. The Markov rumors that started. Was it Monday night?
I was in La La Land.
Oh, okay. So, anyway.
I heard about these. I was having you and Doyle give me updates, and Joe.
Twitter, Flyers Twitter exploded. Everybody freaked out. They're just like, first it started with a... He's 38, and he wants $6 million. Like, this is ridiculous. Hextall, why would you be talking to him? The Flyers want to get younger. And then it went to, well, he's still pretty good. And if we can get rid of McDonald, this wouldn't be too bad of a signing to mentor all the youth. So, like, it swung that quickly.
The pendulum.
And then I want to say the next morning or, like, very late that night, it broke that nobody had actually talked to Markov. And he was, like, negotiating for himself and just said that he liked the Flyers and was interested in talking to them. But nobody ever checked with Hextall.
He just was... There was rumors he wanted to come here, and that's it.
Yeah, that was what fueled everything. And then I guess like they checked with whoever, and they were like, no, we don't have nothing with Markov. And everybody was like, oh, okay, well, never mind then. That whole thing yesterday, sorry.
He's still unrestricted free agent at this time?
He is.
As of recording of this podcast.
Yeah, well,
so
yeah, nobody signed
him. By tomorrow morning.
Well, he wants like $6 million a year for 2 years.
Would you be willing to give that to him?
No, he's 38.
Yeah. But he's been playing at a really high level.
If you're going to go sign a 38-year-old, you might as well just go pick Mark Streit back up.
Yeah, but I feel like Markov has been much more effective than Mark Streit, don't you think? I think there is an argument to be made.
I mean, yeah, he's good, but I feel like the Canadians should probably be doing something to keep him because they lost defensemen and only replaced them with Carl Alzner. So there's that.
Yeah, I think he's supposed to resign the Canadians. I mean, they might still sign him, but I don't know if we could really give him the money he wants. I mean, we could give him
$6 million for a year or two, and we could have gave him whatever if they had gotten rid of McDonald, but nobody, you're never going to get rid of McDonald, so stop. Just stop.
He was a plus 18 last season, 36 points.
I think that also goes with how good the Canadians were, though.
Yeah, it's true.
Plus minus doesn't, it's not really a number that...
Yeah, it's not huge.
People place too much emphasis on plus minus, and it's kind of a waste. I don't like it.
Yeah, so I mean, who knows with the Markov thing, but it was a huge rumor. Everyone thought it was going to happen.
Yeah, and then it fizzled out almost instantly when they were like, did anybody check with Hextall?
Yeah, by the time I actually heard about it from you guys, I think it was pretty much over at that point.
Yeah, that was about it.
So, yeah, Markov, I don't know. I would be interested in hearing what he would want to do here and how much money he would want to make and if Hextall could get him, like, to lower the price. But I also don't think – because I think he's an upgrade over most of our defensemen.
Yeah, he would be a definite veteran upgrade, but I think they were saying his starting price for bargaining was $6 million a year.
Yeah, I'm not willing to pay anything more than that.
No.
If anything, I want to go like maybe to 5.25,
yeah,
5.5.
Or then everybody was like, trade McDonald, let's give him his salary.
Oh, yeah, everyone.
That was fun for like an hour.
Hot commodity.
That was a fun hour.
How do you do this all the time?
That was so exciting. I was just sitting there on my couch, pounding beers. Just refreshing Twitter.
That sounds like
watching
hell.
Monday Night Raw.
That sounds like even more hell.
Playing Diablo 3.
Oh my God. Do you ever have sex?
I had a wild Monday night.
No, you didn't.
I just drank so much on Sunday that like when I woke up Monday, it was just one of those like you just feel dead inside. Like you're not hungover, but your body just hurts.
That's what I feel like right now.
Yeah.
For my serious bender. So and then like, I come home to 4th of July and I can't not drink on my favorite birthday in the whole world, America's
right,
birthday.
America's birthday. I got shit faced yesterday and woke up hungover this morning. But that's neither here nor there. But Monday, like everybody was going out to drink and I was just like, I gotta sit at home, guys. I can't.
Yeah. I've turned on my Xbox to like put on Netflix or something like that on Monday night when I got home and was finally like took a shower and like settled in and tried to feel like a human again, drank some water. And I looked on my phone and was like just scrolling through it and realized my Xbox was on for over a half hour. I just forgot. Like I was like, I don't even want to deal with this because my phone from Thursday till Monday, Thursday night around 1 o'clock in the morning to around
did
Thursday.
Did it die?
No, I just hit a dead zone.
Oh, okay. Because I got
a solar charger with
right
me for camping.
I remember you saying that.
So the main problem was though, I wanted to play music all weekend. So for people who don't know, I went to a music festival. My favorite band's Mo was playing the music festival Modown upstate New York right by Canada, and I came to the festival with a bunch of hippies and all this stuff, and I brought it to play music, but since I had no data I couldn't play my cloud music. I only had like 100 or so songs that
yeah
were
you had
played,
to play what was on your phone,
which you know it was pretty diverse, but the
just
problem
a lot
is
of Yanni
when you have a lot of you have your like a gym playlist on there and it's all like metal shit, it's scaring people that are around you that are tripping on drugs or like
especially
because
like Mo is like fish in regards to like their style of music.
They're more, no, they're really not, but they,
but they're kind of jam bandy.
They're jam bandy.
That's
more,
what I was going
more,
for.
They're more of a rock band, but yeah.
So yeah, the people that are there are not the people that are going
to
be like.
Listening to like In Flames and Mudvayne.
Yeah, I'm
like,
bro.
Watch
just
stuff
all
I listen
Slayer
to I like work out though. I don't like really listen to it all the time. But I did have a lot of Steely Dan and Dr. Dre.
Of course.
And some Nirvana and stuff like that. And then the lady up camp next to me was like, you guys listened to a lot of Steely Dan last night. And I'm like, lady, we were drinking, we were partying. Of course I listened to Steely Dan.
What's your name? Peg.
Actually, I came on the radio today and I was driving to work and I was like, thank God. Just like put the soul back in me for a little bit. But yeah, so anything else with the free agency for the Flyers? That's Brian Elliott and Jordan Wheel, even though
that's
not really a surprise. Elliott kind of, people saw someone like him coming.
Hextall's confirmed that that's pretty much going to be it.
Except for any bargain bin stuff.
Yeah,
you did hint that you could see if any like prices drop on people that like get overlooked.
Like never say never, but he doesn't think that they're going to do anything else.
Yeah. So we'll see what he says.
So that's good.
We'll see what he does.
I like
it. So how do you feel about Brian Elliott, confident in him as a goalie moving in next year? How do you feel? Do you think our goaltender situation, let me put it this way, this first point, worse or better than it was last year or more the same?
The same.
Okay.
If you look at Brian Elliott's stats compared to Steve Mason's, they are more or less the same. And, like, if Elliott leads one category, Steve Mason leads another. Like, they're basically mirror images of themselves, and they kind of flip-flop their stats.
Yeah, Elliott was one. Elliott was the goalie the Flames chose to keep last year. Didn't they trade their other goalie?
They traded the Blues traded Elliott to the Flames, I want to say.
Okay, yeah.
And then he didn't re-sign with them because the Flames went out and got Mike Smith.
Yeah, okay, that's what it was.
So, yeah.
No, the Blues had two goalies they wanted to keep.
Kept Jake Allen because he's younger. Elliott's just older.
Yeah, but Brian Elliott, a lot of people thought Brian Elliott actually was the guy they should have kept.
Yeah, but 2 years, 2.7 for that, so now you have him for 2.7 and Neuwirth for 2.5, and you're done of all goalies in 2 years when Carter Hart will be 21. Is he 19 now?
Also,
2021.
Both those contracts are very tradable to a team that gets in a bind with a goalie injury and needs a backup or some more veteran presence.
Absolutely.
So if they do, Flyers are in seller mode next year. Trade deadline, Brian Elliott could be moved or Neuwirth could be moved.
Yeah, I would think Neuwirth over Elliott. Because you never want to trade the free agent you sign so quickly. Makes the team look bad. But yeah, other than that, I really don't. It's not bad at all. And I feel like a lot of people were okay with it. They wanted to keep Steve Z, but then when they saw what Winnipeg paid him,
when they said we,
doesn't make any sense.
Who's they? I mean, does that like people at like
Flyers Twitter? Mason?
They like there was a weird like
a lot of back and forth.
Everyone wanted to be contrarian and hate on the people that were hating on Mason. I think, and eventually just the common sense took over, and they were like, oh, yeah, Mason actually isn't that bad.
Yeah. And I mean, like, did the Jets overpay for Mason? Maybe. I feel like he backed himself into a corner because the Jets, that got the kid for the Jets, Hellebuck, who plays for them now, I want to say started between 50 and 60 games last season. So, like, he was their defined starter.
Yeah.
So now, like, Mason lost out on Calgary. Nobody else needs a starting goalie. So he got forced to go to Winnipeg. Winnipeg paid him $4 million. That's like kind of starter money.
Yeah.
But then what did they do with this Carter Hellebuck?
He won the job over here after his backing up Briz the one season.
Well, yeah, but then what do they do with Hellebuck? Like, I feel like Mason just, he got the money he wanted, but he just got forced right back into a platoon role.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Yeah, I don't know if he's ever going to be ready to do that again.
No. And that sucks for him because
I liked him when he was here too.
If he hadn't his shit all over the Flyers, Hextall probably would have re-signed him.
Possibly, for maybe less money, though.
Yeah. But I mean, like, he really trashed both of them, Hextall and Hextall, in those exit interviews. And I don't think Ron plays those games.
Yeah, it was like right between the lines. Go fuck yourself.
And Ron was like, you can eat a bag of dicks in Winnipeg.
Well, Mason, sorry, buddy, but enjoy Winnipeg, I guess. But I'm looking forward to Brian Elliott. I guess it's just the optimist in me is always thinking, like, these players that come over
here. Can't get any worse.
A little change of scenery, though. They might be like, hey, I'm going to... I always play decently. Maybe I'll step up a little bit, and maybe the Flyers can give him the edge to make the playoffs next year.
Seems like a cool dude. Seems excited to be coming to Philly, so that's a plus.
Yeah.
I mean, what more can you ask for?
And there's not a huge amount of pressure on him to perform well.
That's true.
At least I don't think. I haven't really been following the Twitter sphere.
Twitter's really quieted down now
and
that nothing happened.
He comes in. He's the first new Flyer to come in the post-Tim Panaccio era.
That's true.
So he could possibly... benefit from that.
He was going to write dumb. Now, I think Carcetti wrote an article about how Flyers get a new goalie, but it's more of the same. Or I didn't read it.
Well, that's what we just said, though. So, yeah. I mean, we can't really shit on Carcetti.
I know, but I think it was like in a... can't believe they would do that again.
But what are they supposed to do?
Trade for Henrik Lundqvist.
No.
Oh.
You do that, like, in 3 years from now when the team is poised to make an actual serious run at the playoffs.
Henrik Lundqvist is going to be retired by then.
Remember when we started the show and we thought the Flyers were going to be, like, ready to go in like 2 or 3 years, and here we are, in between our second and third season of covering.
Right,
this
so
team.
They could probably make the playoffs this year. Other teams got worse for sure.
No, I think they can, and also I think the fact that we didn't get fleeced in the expansion draft, we had a very good from what you can judge off the bat, NHL 2017 entry draft.
Yeah,
and I think we could possibly see a lot of those young players finally stepping up, and Konechny and Provorov will be better most likely in their second season. Ghost is entering his third season.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Ghost is entering his third season. Hextall's contract that he signed before everything, Ghost with his, 4 or 5 years of 4-6, compared to what the defenseman on the market made, Hextall looks like a genius. Alsner, 5 years, 4.6.
Ugh.
That's kind of the stand-up to it. Shattenkirk, 4 years, 6.6.
Yeah, Shattenkirk with the Rangers, actually.
Yeah,
that was the only hockey news I heard all weekend, because one of the guys I was camping with was a Rangers fan, and he actually had service. Because we had Shattenkirk, and I said, you know what, that's actually a pretty good move for you guys, considering Girardi's walking, right?
Yeah, but Shattenkirk was supposed to go there at the deadline, and then it just never happened.
Well, I guess they didn't overpay for him this time. It probably would have cost him some
assets
at the deadline.
4 years, 6-6? That's kind of a lot.
Well, I'm saying like asset management to trade for him.
They picked up.
Because he could have been a rental at that point. The Rangers, didn't like where he was.
Yeah.
Now they actually have him. I don't know if I like the money, but it's only 4 years. And how old is he? 28, 29?
Who?
Shattenkirk. He's still pretty young.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't he?
I don't think he's 30 yet.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's not horrible for the Rangers. They're willing to put that much money in their players.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you watch the Caps in the playoffs, he really disappeared.
Yeah, but I think also the Rangers are a much better defensive team than the Caps are.
I'm just surprised that they bought out Girardi and then just went ham on Shattenkirk.
Are you, though?
But to each his own.
They want to get another
Shattenkirk rebounded very nicely.
Stud-type defenseman that can play top 4 minutes.
I was reading, so Shattenkirk was making 4-something with the Rangers this year before he got bought out.
You mean Girardi?
Girardi, sorry. And then, Tampa Bay Tampa Bay signed him for 2 years, $3 million a year. So you combine that with his buyout hit that the Rangers are paying him, and he's making more than he would have playing for the Rangers.
Well, I guess good for him then.
I know, right?
For Kevin Shattenkirk.
I don't know why Tampa Bay would go get him, though. That's just stupid.
Well, who cares? I mean, it's not our cross to bear. We got Jordan Wheel back, baby. Woo!
Old man at the end.
The young wheel.
So anyway, speaking of the expansion draft, before we get too far away from it, not the expansion draft, the actual draft. Remember when everybody wanted the Flyers to pick up Tolvanen?
Yes, because we got Frost instead. We moved up to get Frost.
So, interesting
away.
News on Tolvanen.
Who
came
did we trade
out.
Again?
They traded...
Shen to get the first pick, right? Yeah,
to the Blues.
And we got Letera.
So, interesting news on Tolvanen. Boston College rejected him.
Ooh.
So he can no longer play college hockey.
Why?
They didn't say why. At least the article I was reading didn't say why. And so the CHL team, the Oshawa Genitals.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck.
The Oshawa Genitals. That just sounds like a goddamn all-male pole dancing team.
So the Oshawa Generals held his CHL rights, and he was eligible to play in the AHL this season. But... he has decided to go play in the KHL.
So he's not going to get any better with the NHL game, probably.
Right.
Who drafted them again?
I believe the Blues, maybe?
Okay, it sounds
but I really don't know. I don't know. Let's see. Tolvanen. Anyway, so yeah, he had the chance to play here.
No, the Preds picked him.
The Preds, okay. So he had the chance to play here, get used to the game because he was eligible for both these, and he chose the KHL. I'm assuming for money. I didn't see details of the contract.
Probably.
Why is it the KHL? It's always money.
Well, he's only 18, so he will make the money now, and he can go to the NHL and make more money.
So, what if he never come back? That's the question. You know?
Well, good.
Or what if he never develops? What if the Flyers had picked Tolvanen, and then he did this, and then 3 years down the line, he's just like Alexander Digg?
Yeah, I think... the Preds have a pretty good track record, though, with the European players.
And you know what?
The past few years.
I would like to think that Hextall had some sort of rumbling on this, because I think Tolvanen was ranked higher than Frost anyway.
Well, I think they liked Frost for where he was at anyway, because he has, the playmaking ability.
Yeah. So we'll see. I didn't really read up about Tolvanen that much, but everybody who was super angry that the Flyers didn't pick him, you know, maybe this is a blessing in disguise.
Blessing in disgenitals.
Blessing in disgenitals. Speaking of genitals, guess who's staying in the KHL for another season?
Nikolaj Zverev.
Probably, but Kovalchuk.
Oh, ouch.
Yep, thought about coming back and then was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, well, he's got to get ready for the Olympics.
He
can't play in the Olympics if he plays in NHL, apparently.
Right, so Kovalchuk, and I also read Lubomov, one of the big reasons he chose to go back to the KHL was that he could play for Russia in the upcoming Olympics.
Because nobody will be able to play for Russia because all the great Russian players in the NHL won't be able to play.
Right, and if they have like Kovalchuk and Lubomov and guys like that who are staying in Russia, like Russia has a really good shot to win the gold medal.
Yeah, because
over like Sweden and Canada. Because
most of those players will come over. Yeah, Canada, all their players play NHL. Very few Canadian players go to play in European leagues. They do it usually because they're on their way out.
So look for Russia to win gold.
A little less of a grind on their body.
Look for Russia to win gold at the Olympics. Unless there's a last-minute...
change of heart by
the
NHL.
Yeah, Bettman.
I don't see it happening. I think it's going to happen for sure this year. Then after that, they'll reevaluate how they feel about the whole Olympics thing.
Yeah.
But they want the World Cup of Hockey to be a thing like we talked about months ago.
And plus, it's way cooler when you have like a miracle moment with a bunch of unknowns.
Yeah.
So, but then Russia's just going to field the best team possible and destroy
it.
So
everybody. Now we're going to go back to the days of having like what college kids that aren't drafted play, I guess, because if they're not on NHL
contract. Probably. I don't know if AHLers work.
Prospects can't play, right? AHLers might.
I don't know how it works with prospects.
Because that's going to be interesting. I'm sure we'll be covering that next year once the news comes out about it. You know, thinking like, oh, this could happen, but we'll see. There also won't be an Olympic break then either because.
Yeah, if they don't go, there's nothing to break for.
So we'll be able to watch the Olympic hockey and NHL hockey in the same week at the same time.
Oh, it's going
to
be wild.
It's going to be a hockey bonanza week. That's what we're going to call it.
It won't be as competitive, but it'll certainly be interesting.
Write this down. That's going to be our bit for that week. The hockey bonanza week.
Hockey bonanza week.
Of hockey. This is where Doyle will be getting really angry at one of us.
Yeah, but just because we keep talking, he doesn't get a chance to get blood sugar.
Whatever he's doing over there.
Yeah.
And this is where Doyle will, like, say something and we'll turn against each other and then me and you will hate each other. We've been very friendly today. I think it's because Doyle's not here.
Yeah, it's the
He just think infuriates both of us.
That's true. He's the worst.
It's like going back to the old days.
Are you ready for former Flyers and where they've signed in free agency?
Yes, and I know exactly where you're going to lead with the top story. Former scoring winger, former 40-goal scorer, Scott Hartnell.
All right, we'll start with fart smells. 1 year, $1 million in Smashville.
It was only $1 million, really? I didn't even look at the terms of it.
Yes, sir. Well, the Blue Jackets are paying him, too, so I guess it's a labor of love for him.
Yeah, true. And it's where he started out, and he loves Nashville.
Yeah. And then Nashville also went out and signed Nick Bonino, so they got two new shiny players.
What, they pulled like a goddamn Hossa where like, oh, go to the team.
Yeah, they just signed the player from the team that beat them. So Nashville, I don't know if Nick Bonino is going to be the replacement for Mike Fisher that they're looking for. Because
he can help out. He's not a bad
player. Bartnick said, like, Bonino is a much more defensive center. But, whatever, they're trying.
Did Fisher retire?
I don't think he's officially retired yet.
But there was a lot of grumblings about it.
Yeah, but he's planning to.
Okay.
So we already mentioned Stevesy, 2 years, 4.1 to Winnipeg. Good luck to him. I hope he wins some games because I liked him. But I hope he loses every time he plays the Flyers.
Yeah, screw you, buddy.
So, now our favorite club DJ / defensive lay down a lot, Michael Delzato, 2 years, $3 million in Vancouver. Thoughts?
Two years, $3 million. I think his offensive
$3 million AV, so $6 million overall.
I think it's not a bad deal for the team because I think Delzato just warrants a little higher than the other defensemen that are middling in his range because of his offensive abilities.
Do you remember
he'll play the power play?
Not last season. Going into last season when we were like, Delzato's poised to have a breakout year.
Yes.
He'll do it and that'll earn him the money. And then he just never did.
I don't know. I guess I can't predict the future as well as I thought.
Because he kept getting hurt. So
remember, I was pretty high on Delzato since he came here. I want that one. Yeah. Even before Timonen went down with that he had to, pretty much the blood clots came back. Remember that? That's when I got Delzato because he was shafted by Nashville. I still liked him. I wanted them to sign him way before that, which there's no record of that because, we do a podcast.
Right. But I wonder how well he'll do in the West where everybody is bigger and he's just a skinny lad.
But he's going to get most of his – he's going to make most of his money on the power play, I think. He's not horribly defensively. I also don't know.
Also,
Delzato was exposed on a Flyers blue line. It's been pretty weak the past few
seasons. I also don't know
overall.
Who Vancouver has on defense. I don't think I can name one of them.
Not Dan Hamhuis, is it?
I don't know. Maybe.
Hamhuis?
But Vancouver, while you look that up, Vancouver also went out and got Sam Gagner. He finally has some stability. 3 years, 3.15 per.
I think it's because the Blue Jackets couldn't afford to pay him anymore?
Yes. I don't think the Blue Jackets even bothered to offer.
He had a good year with them, too.
He did. Playing, like, primarily not huge roles, so I don't know if maybe he'll have that, like, when the Canucks start giving him more minutes, he'll kind of falter a bit. But if, I mean, he plays like he did last year, 3.15 is not bad.
Okay. Actually, know what? Alexander Edler on the Canucks is pretty good.
Oh, okay. But that's it, really, right?
Alex Biega. And Goodbranson.
Oh, right. Goodbranson. He's big. He's a big guy.
Yeah. And Ben Hutton is the one you may have heard of. And the other people I don't really think I know much about. But see, they don't really have many, like, you know, great defensemen.
So yeah, big name guys.
So, I think it's probably good to get the Bills.
He probably already jumps to the top of the power play units.
Oh, yeah. That's especially. I hope he does well, though. I mean, Delzato's still fairly young. He's only 27.
Yeah, 2 years is pretty good.
Yeah, I think he'll be do fine. Absolutely fine over there in Vancouver. What, any other former Flyers that signed?
Former Flyer and former teacher dater, Justin Williams.
Oh, allegedly.
2 years, $4.5 million per to the Canes.
$4.5 million
cap hit. That's a
the
lot
Hurricanes
of money.
The Hurricanes plan on playing a lot of game sevens? Because why?
I don't know. He's old. So 2 years, yeah, I don't really think they have a lot of money to spend on anybody, and they don't have to up. They're young guys because they did what the Flyers did. So like a lot of their lineup is young guys. So, I mean, for the time it works, I guess he'll just be there to help.
Yeah. I mean, Williams is a good player. If he was going for around 2 to 3, I would say I want the Flyers to go take him.
Yeah, 4.5 is a lot.
Yeah. I was talking with you guys about this and we're texting about it. I really think Williams would have been a nice help for the Flyers scoring depth in top six if we got him for below $3 million. But that's way too high too rich for my blood. But what the Canes to lose? They probably have to reach the cap floor, right?
Yeah, I don't know if they have to reach the cap floor, but a lot of their young guys are on entry level deals.
Yeah, they have a lot of cap space, so why not?
And
also, if he helps them win games, it helps sell tickets and help sell seats. And the Canes also aren't a pushover anymore.
That's true. They came on. They came on strong at the end of last year.
What'd you say?
Who's strong? So,
oh my God, the same joke again.
Tampa Bay also went out and signed former Stanley Cup Finals goalie Michael Layton.
Hell yes.
To a 1 year, $650,000 deal, which I assume means he's going to be the AHL starter.
He's a great AHL goalie.
But
one of the best.
I don't really know.
He's like Neil Little-esque.
Yeah. A true legend in the AHL.
Just imagine, Michael Layton could tell his kids about how he blew the NHL Finals for the Flyers back in 2010.
True. Ruined it for everybody. And that's it for former Flyers that went places.
Well, that's more than enough, I think.
Yeah.
Any other signings of note we could discuss before moving on?
I starred some big ones. Marlowe, 3 years, $6.25 million per to the Leafs.
Holy shit.
Right?
He's getting old, too.
Yeah, he's like 38, I think, or 37. Anyway, his contract is mostly signing bonuses. And I guess
Is the cap hit 6.25?
6.25 for
that
3 years.
That is absolute overpayment.
I guess that they want him to help Austin Matthews get better, and then he'll die before the contract ends or they have to re-up any of the young guys. So there's that.
It's only 3 years, though, right?
Yeah.
Still, it's a lot of money.
Radulov signed with the Stars. 5 years, $6.25 million per year.
Oh, God.
So that's a nice one. That's a huge overpayment there for a guy who literally gave up and went back to the KHL when he was poised to be Nashville's next superstar.
Yeah, good job.
So, I don't really... He had a great year in Montreal, and Mark Bergevin's quote about him was awesome. Somebody asked, like, if he thought that Radulov was going to have some loyalty because, like, Bergevin gave him a shot and pulled him out of obscurity. And he was like, if you want loyalty, get a dog.
And, well, hockey's a business. I mean, you want some loyalty. I mean, even as, like, the hometown Flyers fan, you want like some players to stay, but end of the day, you're to go get the money.
And then not a free agent, Carey Price signed for 8 years with the Habs.
Well, that's like a DiPietro contract.
$10.5 million per year.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
They're going to chase him out of town. He's going to trade away Patrick Waugh, and then he'll go win.
Dude, I don't know. But between
Avalanche.
Between Price and Alzner, they just picked up $15 million in salary cap taken away.
Man, they should have kept PK Subban, huh?
Right. And then the Habs also went out and re-signed Galchenyuk, 3 years, $4.9 million per, which finally puts to bed the Giroux rumors.
No, we're still going to trade for him.
Or now that he has a manageable cap hit for 3 years, it's going to reignite him.
No!
I don't think so.
I can't wait. I hope it happens like this week.
I don't like the whole Galchenyuk for Drew shit. It just there's smoke with no fire. It's just vape.
It'll never happen.
I know. See, I love how you're much
Drew
more.
Drew has to approve the trade.
You're much more reasonable and balanced and based in fact and instead of stupid Twitter things when Doyle's not here.
Drew has to approve
the trade.
I think
it's safe to say Doyle just brings up the worst. We should get rid of him.
It does. He does. Goddamn.
I gave him a drink yesterday because he was over for 4th of July. Some people had over.
Did you put sugar in this?
No, I said to him, like, hey, man, just be careful. I gave you I made it, like, for me, too. I forgot I was making just two drinks for, like, you and me. He's like, what does that mean? I'm like, no, it's just fine. There's just more in it. He's like, what, did you put sugar in it? Like, he was serious. I'm like, no, dude. I don't put sugar in my drink. It was just a gin and tonic. I'm just saying, I gave it a pretty hefty pour. So I wasn't sure, like, if you want to do that. If not, you know, just drink whatever you can. I'll finish drinking.
Yeah, you could have stabbed him with his EpiPen, though, if shit went south.
I don't think he has an EpiPen. That's not how diabetes work.
I don't know. And finally, the crowning achievement. Connor McDavid's officially re-signed with the Oilers. 8 years.
Did we talk about this last week? The rumors?
Well, rumors. Yeah. He was rumored to make 13. His final number is 12.5.
That's still holy shnikes.
And the Edmonton beat writers are complimenting him on how he took less money in order to help the team.
Yeah, $500,000 less to wipe his ass with.
So he took 12.5 instead of 13.5. So the Oilers can go out and sign that one fourth line winger.
Yeah, I mean,
what
think
a gay.
It looks like Connor McDavid's a good guy anyway, and I think.
Yeah, he's clearly the face of the franchise, and the Oilers had to do it. 12.5 is so much.
That's a lot of money for only two productive years.
Yeah, that's two more than Toews and Kane, and they have 3 Stanley Cups.
I mean, God forbid, I won't put this evil on him, but a career ending injury, come on, that's a lot of money to wrap up in a lot of years.
I'm sure there's an out clause, but how shitty does, like.
There's hockey, there's never an out clause.
How shitty does, like, Ovechkin and Crosby. And, like, Malkin feel that they signed their contracts, like, what, 6 years ago? 7 years ago? When the cap wasn't as high and they, like, the most they could make was, like, almost 9. I think Ovechkin makes over 9. And now, like, you have Crosby with 3 Stanley Cups, has won every award possible plus Olympic gold, and he's stuck at $8.7 million. And fresh face.
But he makes so much money.
Son of Brandon Manning is making 12.5.
Crosby makes so much in endorsements. I don't think it really matters at this point.
Oh, I know. None of the guys need money. But just Crosby's just like, yeah, I guess I'll just be cool with $8.7 million for however many more years I have. He signed like a whatever 9-year deal or some dumb shit.
Well.
But he is the greatest player. Not anymore, though, because McDavid's up there won all those awards.
Yo, what about this Eichel guy, huh? What's been going on with him? He was supposed to be like just as good, if not better.
Jack Eichel, okay player, better GM.
Yeah.
Hired that new coach. I don't really think they did.
Well,
much
Sabres
of
also aren't that good. The Oilers actually have a decent young team around them.
Yeah, I don't think
they're building.
I was writing down like the list of important free agent signings because like we were going to talk about it, and I don't think I wrote down Buffalo did at all. So that's sad. But at least Kyle Okposo is not dead. He had that health scare for a while.
Yeah, you know, whatever the glass half full mentality on that one.
So maybe they'll play. I don't really know. But anyway, that's about it. That will wrap up our free agency talk.
Well, that works for
me. And some of the guys weren't free agents but signed after free agency started. Oh, Kuznetsov, 8 years, 7.8 to the Caps as well. Sorry, I forgot that one.
Cool. So that's pretty much it then.
One point before the Capitals traded Johansson to the Devils, they had $4 million and between $5 million in cap space to sign like 3 more players and a goalie or something like that. Something ridiculous.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that. I don't think that's good for their franchise.
No, it's not good for long term.
Like
how do you
suck that much at cap management and everything else?
They just traded Johansson, and I think they're figuring out a way to get rid of Orpik without buying him out.
They're probably going to buy him out. Yeah. Unless no team really needs that veteran.
But just think, if they had traded.
Orpik's more of a trade deadline move, if anything, I think.
If they had traded Johansson before the before the expansion draft, then they could have protected Schmidt. But I'm sure that other teams knew that they were going to have to expose someone good, so they were like, we'll just wait till free agency and deal with you then.
Schmidt is a tough blow.
Yeah. And
especially
it's
for a team that's losing so many people because they had so many people signed.
Right. And I feel like the teams knew it and they were like, oh, we're going to make trades with you. We're just going to wait until like you lose somebody.
Jackass.
Yeah. And then the Caps are like, damn it.
All right. So Yeah, it's good for free agency, I guess. Not really much in Flyers land, but hey, we got a goalie for next year.
Addition by nothing. They Hextall stood Pat.
Pork Pat.
Plus, there was really stood on Pat, stood in Pat. Who's Pat? There was really nothing for Hextall to get, though. All the sexy names are out of his reach, and there's really no, like...
There's no reason to get any sexy names. Unless there's, like... There's very
rarely,
like... Are you
kidding me? Radulov would have been great.
There's no really... there's very rarely, like, a 24 or 25-year-old, like, stud, like, offensive or defensive player or goalie that just really has, like, a lot of longevity left that's worth paying
especially
money for.
Especially now.
You got to make trades for that kind
of
shit.
Especially now. If you draft anybody of worth and that person is, like, good, they're going to be re-signed before their contract runs out, most likely.
Yeah. And when they're an RFA, they're going to get them a good deal or a bridge deal, depending on how they've been doing. Like,
yeah.
There's just, it's really hard to go out and get, like, a – people don't usually walk.
The days of an Eric Lindros trade are pretty much done.
Well, yeah.
Although I did see a lot of people saying the team should start offer sheeting the RFAs for the Capitals just to screw with them.
They could.
But offer sheets are all frowned upon. You do it one time, and then the Predators never talk to you again when you need to make a trade.
I really feel like that if teams want to do that to the Caps, great, because it makes them weaker in an already tough division for us. Hey, now, that's awesome.
A lot of the teams really hamstring themselves on Caps, I think. Because think like the Capitals have all this money and still need to sign a bunch of players. The Canadians now have long-term cap hits for Price and Shea Weber for a long time.
Yeah.
So, like, they're going to fall apart eventually, and the Flyers are just going to cap manage their way to success.
I really think, yeah, it's all starting to come together now. You see other teams, like, getting stacked in this cap hell.
Yeah.
That's the way we were about 5 years ago.
Like, the Penguins are still good. The Rangers ran into cap hell. They had to buy out Girardi, but then they replaced him with Shattenkirk. But then they had to trade, some of their younger
Hank's
talents
getting
and
old,
get rid
man.
Of some of the
younger
talents.
I don't know how much longer Rangers can really push for that.
The Islanders are a perennial mess because Garceau is a horrible, horrible GM.
Is he as bad as Mike Milbury?
No, well, it depends. Yeah, probably. I don't know. It's tough, though. That's like comparing, do you want cancer or AIDS shot in your mouth?
Which one has a sweeter
which one tastes like candy? So, yeah, I don't know. The Flyers are on the upswing right now, and there's only good things. But you would never know it if you looked at Twitter.
But that's where we're shining beacon of light.
You would
positivity
never know it.
Until something happens and we start bitching and complaining at each other again.
Absolutely.
And Jeff saying all this with positive, upbeat. You know,
dude, once Doyle comes back, I need Doyle to do hot takes.
It's because McDonald is on a team and you're still saying we're on the up and up, which
I
like.
I do hate him,
but it's okay. It's
can only
okay.
His passing will only make them stronger.
So anyway, without further ado with the transition, I want to tell you about my weekend a little bit.
Okay.
I feel people will enjoy this. First question of the day. Guess how many packs of cigarettes I smoked within a 48-hour
period.
Oh,
my God. Which kinds?
Well...
Like American Spirits?
Camel Lights.
Ooh, Camel Lights.
And also this brand called Seneca, because that's all they had. All
right.
That was pretty cheap, and they were like full-bodied red, and they just tasted like old man cancer.
Ugh. I don't know.
It's
I
like
don't
what John Wayne would have smoked with a... I know if there's a filter on there, I couldn't taste it.
Ew. I don't smoke, but I'm a big fan of the camel smell.
Yeah, I like camels.
Four packs.
Yes, I smoked four packs.
Ha-ha!
And there's a time period. You know
gross
how scummy I feel? Like I was coughing up so bad at the gym
yesterday.
Yeah,
dude, that's disgusting.
Well, here's the thing. I brought my vape with me.
And the
battery's
died.
The battery's going to die.
Damn
not
it.
Only that.
Why did you just buy batteries?
I didn't have time to buy a bunch of extra batteries before I left. But here's the thing. So I get up there Thursday night, stay at a crappy little motel, right? Got there at 2 in the morning.
Right.
Me and my friend are there. We get there, and it's like raining in the morning. So I'm driving in this big dirt lot to get up there, and I got stuck in the mud 5 minutes into getting there. My car, a little Toyota Corolla, was kicking dirt. I kicked
front
dirt.
Wheel.
This guy was trying to push. I kicked dirt into his face. He got it right into his eye. So we get to the campsite, and we have to walk stuff there. Car's packed to the brim. We have to walk through the mud and the rain and everything. We're walking around a long way because they have a long point for check-in. Set up my tent and everything. We get there. We're all good. I borrow someone's cart and strap everything and run like the mountain man mile to bring it all back. And it rained so hard that day that the ground was just a sloppy mess. I wore boots the whole time. My whole legs were covered in mud. My pants.
Yeah, I saw the bottom of your book bag was covered in mud.
I didn't clean it off yet. My shorts were covered in mud. Everything had mud on it, right?
Yeah.
So according to, first of all, the shows were great. But according to the one guy I was camping with, so he walked out to go to the bathroom at 6:30, noticed standing at the edge of the campsite drinking a beer, watching the sunrise and like swaying back and forth, He was like, "You're all right, man." I was just like, "Yeah." Like I barely remember this.
I had a moment.
Did
you cry?
I drank. No, I just was hammered drunk.
Okay.
I was slapping wine bags. I was drinking random vodka bottles.
Oh, I did.
I brought in an apparatus that was clipped to my belt buckle inside my pants that had a bunch of whiskey in it. So
smart.
We snuck it into the show.
Yeah, like the fake bladder.
And we drank the shit out of it. And I got, I was like looking at the set list for the show that night. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot they played that the next day because I just didn't know. Anyway, up till 6:30, running around, seeing crazy people on ketamine and all that shit, just all these sorts of drugs, tripping.
Special K.
And I had to take naps and Bloody Marys the next day to stay alive. The second day,
I played Slapbag once.
It's a fun game.
That's how my parents bought me a new mattress for Christmas because I threw up in my bed.
Of course you did.
Yeah, and then slept in it because I was too drunk to.
At one point, slapping it was getting boring. So I was like throwing jabs and crosses like a boxer at it, and I was like, Jesus Christ, Rocky, calm down! I almost like went up hitting someone in the face.
Slapbag's so gross.
So I woke up in the morning to my air mattress deflated.
Nice.
And I'm floating in like Pearl Harbor in my tent. There's all water in my tent.
That's exciting.
So between 6:30 and like 11 o'clock that morning when I woke up, it poured rain and I was like, what the hell happened? And one guy was like, dude, I closed up your tent for you. Your dumb drunk ass had the door open. So all the water was leaking down the top of the tent and coming in the only open hole. So all of my clothes in my book bag are dripping wet.
Oh, that was my next question. Why didn't you just keep your clothes in the car? Were you near the car?
It was like a 10-minute walk through mud.
Oh.
It was just the muddiness made it hard.
That sucks. Yeah, I would have kept my clothes in the car.
I had to go through a checkpoint every time. I feel like they haven't checked my bag every time. So all my shit got wet. So I hung it up inside the Easy Up. And it was raining a little bit here and there, so it got wet more. So I only had like the clothes I could wear, no fresh underwear, no socks, another pair of pants. And I'm camping. I'm not paying for a shower if I know the clothes to camp.
That's true. And you're also partying. So one of the rules of partying is always wear underwear.
Yeah. Well, I want to.
Because you never know where you're going
to
end up.
I got worse at camping this weekend, apparently. Just passed out drunk to set the weekend off. My vape batteries, the backup ones I had, got soaked. So all the battery acid leaked out of them. I had to throw those out.
Oh.
My phone charger.
Camping kind of sucks.
My phone charger got wet. I had to throw that out because it doesn't work anymore. Brought it home. But my phone was okay. Anyway, next day, things are starting to dry out, and we're good, but I go to the bathroom to go take a shit, and I try to, like, have my pants off the ground, you know? I'm trying to straddle between my legs so I don't want to touch the muddy porta-potty floor, and my pants split right next to the zipper. The zipper's still up, so now I have no zipper on these pants, and I have no other pants to wear. I have no other underwear to wear, so I'm just pretty much, like, free-balling
it. Yeah, you
should have
just walked around with your dick and balls hanging out.
Well, I'm sure it popped out a few times while I was headbanging the Mo. And then next thing I know, we're drinking late that night, and it's 7 o'clock in the morning, and I'm smoking cigarettes still. And my one friend wakes up because he has to leave on Sunday. He goes, dude, we got to get going soon to the girl, his girlfriend. I'm like, wait a minute. It's Sunday already? What the hell happened? Like, we just had a bender from all day Saturday until Sunday morning. I didn't go to bed till 11.
Jesus.
I thought it'd be really funny. There was like a guardrail with a caution tape tied between it. I tried to run through it like a rally racer. And I just knocked both rails down. This girl was like, what the hell is the problem with you? I was like, I don't know. I was trying to be funny.
What the hell, asshole?
Like, I just really couldn't get my mind around what I was doing that weekend. And then Sunday night, all was well and fine. My clothes all dried up. I put on a different shirt, put on fresh underwear. I'm like, nice. They're kind of like crusty because I dried in the line, but whatever.
Wait, did you stay longer than your friends?
Oh, yeah, my one friend and his girlfriend had to leave.
Were you just there by yourself for Sunday?
No. My friend that drove up with me.
Okay,
all
right.
But here's the thing, though. The rain opens up during the last couple songs of the set. I had taken my rain fly off to dry out the tent and all my clothes in there. It poured again in my tent. Just all over my tent, man. So at this point, I'm just giving up. I'm just like, it's over, Johnny. I run back and put the rain fly up.
You're like Adam Sandler in The Wedding Singer, where he's just like, somebody kill me.
I really did feel like it. The one girl there was like, felt so bad for me, and I was like, no, it's what it is. So I just drank more, and then my one friend's like, hit an extra 10. I was like, go sleep in that one, man. Like, okay, I have no air mattress. My blanket's in the
right.
In the tent.
And you're just sleeping on this like mushy ground.
So I laid down my poncho in the extra tent. Because the water got in that because one window wasn't closed all the way. I got my wet hoodie off, curled up like a pillow, and laid there for a little bit and realized I can't sleep like this. It's not going to work. So I got up and walked over. And the other guy's like, oh, I have another extra tent over there. I walk over there. It's this big-ass, like, North Face tent. There's a blow-up air mattress in there. It's fresh. It's clean. There's a big blanket on it. I'm like, oh, my God. So I go to my car and get the big-ass dry blanket I had that I didn't bring because it wasn't that cold. I had the best night's sleep of my life over there.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you came back and the people who owned the tent were in it.
And I woke up and a Durex condom wrapper was sticking to my neck. Apparently someone was fucking in there that weekend. And then I woke up and I got up and there was like a used condom like on the underside of the mattress. So, which was a surprise because this girl came up like, hey, there was some guy sleeping in my tent. Let's go check on him. I was like, oh, that was me. They're like, oh, it's cool. I was like, yeah, your so-and-so friend told me I could sleep there. I was like, that's okay. I was like, yeah, there's condoms in there. She goes, what? So they had someone else.
Oh, somebody else banged in their tent?
There's a huge rain fly over it. You can't even see inside there.
Oh, gross.
So it ended with me leaving the next morning.
Well, hold on. You forgot the most important part of the story. What do the condoms taste like?
Bananas. Dude, I just wanted to say it was absolutely ridiculous. I did things that weekend. The cigarettes were bad enough. Just other things. I feel like it was just muddy.
Four packs of cigarettes is a lot.
I bummed the rest of them the rest of the weekend. So there was just like hay all over the place because they were trying to soap up some of the moisture. There's
hay
mud.
Is for horses.
There's barefoot hippies walking around in the mud. Ugh. Just like their whole legs are covered in mud. There's
goddamn
guys
hippies
sliding down the mountain with blow up whales, and the guy head to toe was covered in mud, looked like a mud person. It was just absolutely ridiculous, and we still got hammered anyway. And I left that day thinking I need a shower for my life and my soul because some of it was left on that mountain. Whatever, like,
yeah.
I showed my friend a picture of us before we left, and he goes like, "Dude, we were much different people."
Yeah, there's no way to salvage that much drinking.
And like, I don't even like trip on acid or that shit anymore. But like some people I was with, where I just still felt like the amount of drinking I did. I barely ate. Usually, I'm the guy who wakes up in the morning, makes coffee on my camp stove, makes breakfast. I brought home bacon and eggs and hot dogs because like we didn't get to eat all of it because I just drank so much.
You're too drunk. It's so much work to make food when you're hungover.
It is.
I just kind of want to lay there and die.
I just went to the tent. I kind of like ate a couple handfuls of chips, and I went to like the concert area and got like some. I got a burrito from a vendor there. That's kept me alive. And the gyro there was delicious.
Was it delicious?
Yes, but my car was covered in mud. You know, I drive for Uber now.
Naturally.
So I got expensive.
Come home and get that washed.
$35 car wash today just to get it done. But know what? They did a good job, and you minus a couple spots, you'd be able to tell. Under the wheel well, there's like mud stains. I'll be there the rest of the car's life. But it is what it is, man.
It'll wash off eventually when it rains.
And there's so many weird things that I can't really explain. But when you get back from a festival like that, you just feel like you don't belong because like you just lived like a vagabond just getting drunk all day like a heathen.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same like when we came back from Mexico last year.
Yeah, you don't feel right for
a few
days.
Not like the same because we didn't live in a field, obviously. But like you just drank all the time. And then when you come home and have to structure your life around something.
Yeah, it's like beforehand, it's like, all right, my time was like, all right, Mo plays at this time. I got to be at the festival grounds by this. And I'm just going to get drunk in between and during that. And
yeah, and then you get home here and you're like, oh, fuck, I have like responsibilities.
Yeah, I got to make dinner. I got to do laundry. Yeah. I got to do all this stuff. I had to do all my laundry. I had a big trash bag of all my clothes because they're starting to smell mildewy. I had to wash them with warm water. They're all fine now, but. Yeah. If I let them sit there for a couple more days, it probably would have been not salvageable.
Nice and moldy.
I will tell you what, though. My Broad Street Boy podcast shirt, which is available online at broadstreetboy.net/shop, survived the encounter. It smelled a little mildewy, but now it's fresh as new with warm water, and it looks brand spanking new.
It's like that time in high school that one of our friends threw up on that blanket, and it just stayed in our other friend's trunk for literally months.
It was that happened at the house where Steve Mason lives.
Yeah, Steve Mason's current house. Yeah. And the blanket was just stayed wrapped up in a trash bag in a trunk for literally months. Went through like the whole summer because it happened in March. And I think by like November, we just realized the bag was in there. And like we opened it up and just looked at the blanket and just
Jesus
drove
Christ
to a dumpster and threw it away.
What happened to my blanket, honey? I don't know, Mom.
Yeah, it was gross. It was really, that was the most vomit I've ever seen mixed with the most blood included in vomit.
Ugh.
It was a tough one.
Well, it was his 18th birthday, if I remember correctly, on St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
So he actually just was doubly fucked.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, so that's
but great story, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it is a good
Why
story.
Why are you down a blanket? Well, let me tell you. His projectile threw up on the blanket and then across the room onto the door.
But yeah, man, so that was my crazy-ass weekend. I really don't think I'd ever bring any of my real-life friends. Like, I have, like, festival friends, like, friends I go to shows with.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I had one real-life friend, but we went to festivals together there.
You don't want people to know what you're like.
Oh, also, I had to be, like, some of my, like, I mean, I would go with some of my friends, but some of them, like, I don't think you want to see.
The ones that would judge you can't take.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't do anything too crazy. I mean, sure, when someone.
I feel like drinking all the time and smoking four packs of cigarettes is enough for people to judge you accordingly.
Or when someone shows up to your campsite with some sort of upper kind of drug at 7 in the morning, say, who wants to keep drinking? And everyone's like, I do. And I'm like laying in bed eating Pringles going like, I just want to go to bed. But I'll let you choose your own adventure how that story ended. I'll give you a hint. I didn't go to bed till noon.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you took a nap.
No, I took so many naps. So I fell asleep
Darn, naps
in
are
the
great.
Chair catching flies. My mouth is open. My head over the back of the chair. It was just... I never fall asleep singing.
Anybody walk by, dip their balls in your mouth?
Not that I'm sure, but I did taste some Fremunda on the roof of my mouth. Yeah, so excellent. Possible.
Hey, guys, come over here.
That's just pretty much it. So we actually got a voicemail.
We did.
From last week, which I think is important.
It was just a little bit too late.
Yeah, a little bit too late. This was someone who wanted to give their try at the episode 97 Song of the Week. This was from Sean Moore on Twitter.
All the way from Indian Apple Tits.
Yes. So here's the thing. He gave me two. The first one was like kind of messed up. He said the second one was better. So I don't know what song this is. Maybe you guys can decipher it for me.
Or he can tell us if he's not. Yeah, if he wasn't drunk when he did it.
Yeah, I think he was drunk. He just yells into I think he got hyped up for the moment. So without further ado, here's our voicemail from last week. He's doing his Song of the Week for episode 97. Here we go.
All right, round two. I'm going to try this again. Hold on, sorry. It's the BSB Podcast tonight. Episode 97. Drew's fucking fast is so wide. Episode 97. Just as always, magnified. Episode 97. Dog's blood sugar is so high. Episode 97 with the boys. 97 with the boys. Alright, I think that was a little better.
I really liked that he threw in a reference to your thighs.
Yeah, why my thighs though?
I feel like because we were doing the thigh slaps in the episode, maybe.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe because I couldn't fit on a roller coaster last year.
That too. But you could fit on it this year.
I fit on all of them this year.
Excellent.
Now my thighs are just muscular and big like a...
Life goals, man. I want to be able to fit on roller coasters.
A platypus's mouth. I don't know. And he got Doyle's the diabetes in there, so well done, I guess.
Yeah, excellent work.
As for whatever he said about you, like, I heard ass something makes me sigh.
Something. Voice cracks maybe? I don't really know.
It just... Yeah, and I don't know what song it was.
It's pretty good quality for our phone line, 856-347-PUCK.
Yeah, call in, and you don't have to do a song. You can just literally call in and just say, anything. Hey, I have an idea about this trade, or I think this should have happened. Or
Drew's thighs are so pasty.
I have a feeling you'll be using this a lot more during the actual season. Yeah. Why not let the freak flag fly this summer for summer series and do
what I'm hoping for, it really takes off, like, post-game anger.
Oh, that'd be great, yeah.
Yeah, people just call just yelling.
It'd be great, like, they call in, like, a Thursday night, so it's way after the fact, so on Wednesday we do the show, it's like, this guy was really bad at losing the Canucks last night. Here we go. It's John from Port Richmond calling in.
I hate foreigners. What's that have to do with the Flyers? I don't know. I just need an outlet.
So again, that's without further ado, it's the last time John from Port Richmond called up to our Shit Boy podcast line. So, Jeff, what's that number again?
Episode 98.
No, what's the number again?
Oh, I thought you meant episode number. It's the phone number to call and leave voicemails is 856-347-PUCK.
Yeah, all I gotta do is just call in and like also say who you are. At least tweet at us to let us know you did it because we don't have your name. So that one guy called in weeks ago.
Yeah, it just comes up as a
still have no idea who you are.
Yeah, faceless number.
Yeah, so that works for me.
I don't even know if we see your number.
Yes and no. I do see your number on scene information about you, and obviously my...
Well, there you go. Yeah. See? So now you can be completely anonymous.
Yeah. So we're fine. But anyway, do you know what time it is, Jeff?
What time could it be?
It's Wednesday night. Oh, just... You know the whole bit, guys. You know what time it is.
It's time for...
Shibba-doo-bop-bop. Tweet of the week. Yeah!
That's right, people. It's Tweet of the Week, that time of the week where you, the listener, you, the person on Twitter, has no idea who we are. Tweet something we find humorous, funny, insightful, or all three. So I think I just repeated funny and humorous, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, Jeff, this week's Tweet of the Week.
Funny and humorous and silly. And this Tweet of the Week goes to @DXKelly, who tweeted, "Congrats to the Devils on adding forward Marcus Johansson, who instantly becomes the team's best defenseman."
Oh, burn. I get it, because they don't have really good defensemen, and he plays forward, so just like, you know.
Ba-dun-dun.
that was this week's
Tweet of the Week. Yeah.
And also, coming up soon in two episodes will be our 100th episode bonanza. That's right, everything's about bonanzas here. And we're gonna be it's gonna be a clip show. We're gonna do of favorite memories voted by some people listening to the show, and just us that think that the
just like your favorite 90s sitcom that got too lazy to write a real episode.
Yes, that's what we're doing, because it's going to be summertime, and who gives a flying hoot? All right, so we'll be doing that. And I'd be remiss without saying that there's only a few Song of the Weeks left, this one being episode 98, and I will give this one to you fully unrehearsed, unabridged, but ready for the, your listening pleasure. So here we go. Episode 98, Song of the Week. If you don't know what we do, it'll be over soon. Just listen to old episodes. You'll figure it out.
That was it's good.
Sure.
Yeah.
I thought if Doyle was here, he'd be shitting on me.
Probably.
It's just, it gets harder as you go to, through the 100th episode.
Right.
But I promise you, the one for episode 100 will do everyone proud.
Well, you ready?
Is this yours?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Here we go. We can make it if we try.
Just me and you. Just me and you. Just the two of us. Recording the podcast tonight, episode 98. It's one before 99.
True that. I hate the true that ending. Did it even rhyme with what he was saying, or did you just shoot?
Two of us, something about mine or not, something like that.
You just,
it was close.
Did you just shoehorn it in because it's only you and me tonight?
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. It came to me once I knew Doyle wasn't coming, so.
Better to come to you than come in you.
Yeah, well, yeah.
There it is, the dirty duck joke of the hour.
Dirty dick jokes. Brought to you by
the letter A for anal. Anyway, oh, geez, we're going off the rails real quick.
Darn.
But, guys, I think that's pretty much it this week for the Broad Street Bully podcast. I want to thank everybody who has listened and tweeted at us or new followers we have. If you like the show, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes or whatever. And also, you can come see us live if you're a local Philly person, July 22nd at Tattooed Mom, 1 o'clock p.m. That's a Saturday, mind you. Come get drunk, have a Bloody Mary, eat their tater tots, and watch us do a live show. We're going to do some giveaways, some prizes. I'll have more details for you that probably in the week, next week or two with our guests. We're going to have at least one or two guests in, and we should have a great time. So, yeah.
Guys, just a quick one off before we leave. Facebook was pointing me to this link where apparently Amelia Earhart was captured by the Japanese.
Is that why she never showed up again?
A photograph discovered in the U.S. National Archives may add weight to the theory that Amelia Earhart survived the landing but was taken captive by the Japanese.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
A pretty pilot lady.
Lady fry a plane out of sky. Now you make a sandwich for a president.
See, we're allowed to make fun of the Japanese because they bombed us.
That's true. Well. Yeah, they killed a bunch of people at Pearl Harbor. And themselves. So.
And also, they killed like way more people in China when they slaughtered them. The Rape of Nanking. Look it up.
Oh,
Google
yeah, right. China. Who cares about that?
But, I mean, shortly after that, they were our ally during the Cold War.
I don't
so
care
we
about,
really, we
I don't care
really
about China unless we're getting iPhone prices are going up. You know what I'm saying?
You know.
Cheap labor.
Should have ended this while we were ahead. Anyway, guys, that's it for episode 98.
That's the last time Jerry from Port Richmond calls in.
We'll see you guys next week. And enjoy your summer.
Maybe Doyle's back. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. He's, you know.
I know. This was a good week.
Make sure you tweet at him and say you hope he feels better.
It's true.
Because he's near death.
This has been the Broad Street Bully Podcast with your hosts, Drew Papsky and Jeff DeAngelis.
And Doyle.
Available on iTunes, Stitcher, and BroadStreetBully.net. Follow the show on Twitter at the BSB Podcast.